Hey, this is January 1st, 1977, and there's been a big gap in the tapes in the life of Charlotte Cota Stern, because Charlotte had an eye operation and went away for the summer, and I went away for the summer. And she's going to resume by talking about the Joint Anti-Fascist Refugee Committee. You should sit down and talk a little bit.
From the time of my appointment by the Executive Board of April 6th to the Joint Anti-Fascist Refugee Committee Executive Committee, what did I say before? By the time, what did I say? From the time.
Yes.
Somewhere around 1946, I hardly attended any meetings. But when a summons from the committee, the House Committee on Un-American Activities, came executive board, I knew that I would be involved, and I began attending meetings. I attended a meeting of the National Executive Board on December 14, 1945, at which time the board announced that the summons from the House Committee to Helen Bryan or Dr. Barsky to appear on December 19, 1945 in Washington, D.C., and to produce all the books, records, papers, and documents showing receipts and disbursements of money by the said committee on its behalf, this is in quotes, and all letters, memoranda, or communications from or with any person or persons outside of the United States. Turn it off a minute. The board unanimously moved that the demands of the House Committee were unwarranted, unjustified, and an infringement upon the democratic rights guaranteed by our Constitution, and instructed the National Chairman and the National Executive Secretary to advise with competent lawyers and inform the sponsors of the Spanish Refugee Appeal and the committee and secretaries and so forth. After the conference meeting. I wish to make a correction here. According to the records, I was not present at the December 14th, 1945 meeting. Subsequently, the entire executive committee was serviced with subpoenas, requesting their appearance before the House Committee on Un-American Activities, which was then headed by Parnell Thomas, who later was indicted and was a and served a sentence in the Danbury prison. On April 4th, I went to Washington and testified and appeared before the committee. And shall I get my testimony? And
Charlotte has complete records of all of these proceedings.
Yes, I have. Now,
even though she was not active in this group before she was called.
Yes.
And had hardly attended meetings.
The questions and my answers are all in the record. I remember, however, that emphasis was placed on on my relations to Miss Bryan, who was, in the opinion of the committee, the possessor of the books and records of the Joint Anti-Fascist Refugee Committee, and who was under attack by the committee because she had at a previous hearing refused to accept the responsibility, saying that it was the responsibility of the entire executive board. A member of the committee warned me that if I have Miss Bryan's interests at heart, I must tell her that she is endangering herself and all members of the board by false testimony. Miss Bryan, he stated, claims that she does not have exclusive authority over the books, while all members of the board claim that she does have exclusive authority over the books. One or the other is wrong. The question then centered around whether I would be willing to give the books and records to the committee as an individual member of the executive committee. And my answer, of course, was that I had no authority because I did not have the possession, in my possession, the books and records. Therefore, I could not offer them.